Welcome once again to Lato's Law. Here's Steve Lato.
I had a whole bunch of people send me this story out of Kansas, and this again is from the Kansas Reflector. They do great work there at the Kansas Reflector. They cover stories of great importance, and they do a great job of reporting them. This particular piece is written by Tim Carpenter. The Kansas Highway Patrol has been ordered to pay plaintiffs $2.3 million for unconstitutional Kansas two-step traffic stop. States appealing the federal judge's injunction to end the improper vehicle searches. And what we're talking about, the Kansas two-step, is that you get pulled over by the police officers. Officer pulls you over, side of the road. You're at the side of the road, lights are on, you're wondering what's going to go on. Cop walks up and starts talking to you. And a traffic stop can't last forever. Otherwise, the whole system falls apart. So the Supreme Court has said that the traffic stop can only last as long as necessary for the police officer to conduct whatever's necessary at that stop. But the reasoning and the description are kind of circular, because obviously if he pulled you over because he thought you were doing five over, he walks up, gets the license, registration, proof of insurance, you give it to him, and he writes you a ticket and gives it back to you, and you leave, how long is that? 15 minutes? 20 minutes? Something like that, maybe? But walks up to your car and immediately sees empty beer cans strewn about the car. You got one in your hand, you're drinking from it, and you're, hey, dude, what's happening, to the cop. That traffic stop's going to last a little bit longer. Understandably so. So the thing is that when they walk up to the car for five over and they don't see anything else, they really can't sit there and drag out that stop much longer. Really, I mean, without looking bad, right? The point is that the Supreme Court has said, once you're done with your business at that stop, you're done. Let them go. So what the Kansas Highway Patrol apparently trained their officers to do was to go up and deal with them for as long as necessary. And if you wanted to extend the stop, you'd say, okay, thank you very much. And you'd start walking back to your cruiser. And then you'd stop, turn around, and go, excuse me, one more thing. And they made the argument that when they came back and said, excuse me, one more thing, Columbo style, that was a second stop. The first stop ended. They've now begun a second stop. And it's the dumbest argument I've ever heard. It's childish. You tell your kid he can only have one cookie. So he takes the cookie out and eats it. Goes and grabs a second cookie. What are you doing? It's just one cookie. I'm grabbing, you told me I could grab one cookie. I'm grabbing one cookie. So it's a dumb argument. And a U.S. District Court judge ordered the Kansas Highway Patrol to pay $2.34 million in attorney fees and other costs following a successful challenge to the constitutionality of the state law enforcement agency's practice of detaining motorists and then searching the vehicles without establishing reasonable suspicion. And that was the other thing they would do quite often, as the second part of the two-step, was search the vehicle and then make up some kind of story about why they had to do that. The ACLU of Kansas, the National ACLU, and the Spencer Fain Law Firm went to court in 2020 to assert that KHP's policy guiding traffic stops violated the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution because troopers engaged in unreasonable searches and seizures of cars and trucks in the quest to deter drug trafficking on major highways. That's their excuse. But remember that a seizure is simply them stopping you and not letting you leave. So you have been seized at that point. The fact they let you go doesn't mean that you were not seized. On Friday, U.S. District Judge Catherine Vratil issued the financial award in response to a request submitted by plaintiffs in March for more than $3 million in compensation from the KHP. This was an incredibly resource-intensive case. We're extremely gratified that the district court recognized the value of the tremendous amount of work that our entire team of dedicated attorneys and legal staff poured into this case over the past 4 years, says the spokesperson for the ACLU of Kansas. We believe that such an award serves not only to vindicate our client's pursuit of justice, but also to send a message to recalcitrant government agencies that willfully disregard the Constitution's fundamental protections of our civil rights. Under the KHP two-step method, troopers pulled a motorist over for an alleged traffic infraction, completed that interaction, and took a few steps away from the vehicle before returning to ask the driver if they'd voluntarily answer unrelated questions that might reveal information a trooper could use to order a roadside search. KHP attorneys argued that detaining motorists with a two-step maneuver was a legal and appropriate action in the war on illegal drugs. Problem is that most people that pull over have nothing to do with that war. You're fighting somebody else's war. Vratil, following jury trials in which verdicts were returned against the KHP, issued a permanent injunction in November forbidding the agency from continuing to rely on policies that unconstitutionally transform basic traffic stops into lengthy vehicle searches, including by drug-sniffing dogs. And so one of the problems is, cop pulls you over. He's convinced you're up to no good. But let's say you're doing five over. Well, he doesn't have a canine in the vehicle, but there's one 50 miles away. Well, the canine can't get here before this traffic stop is over. So I've got to extend the traffic stop if I'm the cop. So what do? I drag my feet, take as long as I can, and then I do the old two-step to double the length of the time. So as wars go, this one is relatively easy, Vratil said. It's simple and cheap, and for motorists, it's not a fair fight. The war is basically a question of numbers. Stop enough cars, you're bound to discover drugs. And what's the harm if a few constitutional rights are trampled along the way? And again, that judge there is being facetious in asking that rhetorical question. The federal judge said KHP's two-step theory on detention of motorists was based on an insufficient grasp of reasonable suspicion and invoked without the knowing, intelligent, and voluntary consent of people targeted. So theoretically, a police officer could say, I've given you your ticket. Can we just sit here and chat for a while longer? I want to ask you some very, very intrusive questions. I mean, they could ask that. Most people, once they realized they could leave, would leave. The judge directed KHP to inform motorists when a traffic stop had ended and to tell motorists they were free to leave without consenting to inquiries unrelated to a traffic infraction. She directed troopers to notify drivers when they had a right to revoke consent for a vehicle search at any time. And that's true also, that theoretically, if you say, sure, go ahead and search my car, you can change your mind and make them stop, especially when you see what they're doing. So I've heard of stories of them emptying someone's car out by the side of the road and going, oh, we found nothing, have a nice day, and they take off. You got to put all your junk back in the car now. If you're on vacation, that'd be a real pain. So her injunction placed the KHP under court supervision for 2 to 4 years, mandated instruction of troopers on the difference between reasonable suspicion and mere speculation as related to traffic stops, and imposed requirements for documenting traffic stops, detention of motorists, and permission to search a vehicle. So what will happen in a case like this, the court supervision is not going to be the judge. The judge will appoint somebody, and quite often they refer to the person as a master, but the court will appoint somebody who says, who's told, it's your job now to oversee the police department, what they're doing. The police department will then be told, you cooperate with this guy. It's a court order. And if you don't, we're going to drag you into court and have you show cause as to why you shouldn't be held in contempt for not working with this guy like you're supposed to. And it could be a gal, by the way. After the judge declared the KHP policy to be unconstitutional, the agency's superintendent said the KHP would endeavor to ensure that our enforcement operations respect constitutional rights and comply with the law as we carry out our mission of service, courtesy, and protection. Spokesperson for the KHP didn't immediately respond to a request for comment about the financial judgment of $2.3 million. One of ACLU's plaintiffs was awarded $40,000 for misconduct by KHP troopers during a traffic stop back in 2019. These practices turned something minor like a traffic violation into a degrading and lengthy roadside detention, said Sharon Bett, who stepped down as legal director of ACLU of Kansas. When we give police the power to conduct these pretextual stops, assume people to be drug traffickers, and use flimsy justifications to get inside their vehicles to prolong traffic stops, we turn what should be a simple ticket release scenario into something longer, fraught, and complicated. So there have been cases that have made it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court discussing the length of a traffic stop. And everybody was hoping that the court would say it is exactly 20 minutes or it is exactly 30 minutes. But they can't say that because there's always going to be unusual circumstances. So it is dependent on each particular case. But they've said that when you pull somebody over, you should have in your mind why you're pulling this person over. So you're pulling them over speeding? One thing. You're pulling them over because there's no license plate in the car? That's another thing. And whatever the reason you're pulling them over for should dictate how long that stop takes. Now, obviously, if the cop walks up to the car and you give the cop a hard time and say, well, I explain to me again why I got to give you my license or something like that, or you can't find your proof of insurance for 10 minutes, those kinds of things might lengthen the stop. So it makes sense that they say, well, we can't put an exact time frame on it, but it's got to be reasonable. But the idea that makes the Kansas situation so absurd was they said the police officer will turn around and walk towards his car, and it's kind of like, I don't know, a sport or something, where if you cross this line, suddenly you get like a new set of downs, because he can then turn around and come back and go, oh, one more thing. And that's a brand new stop. And that is the dumbest argument I've ever heard on a constitutional law issue. I can't think of one dumber. I can't. Now, if you can, comment below. But that was nonsensical. So the fact that they lost doesn't surprise me. In court, the Kansas Highway Patrol lost. And there you go. $2.3 million, unfortunately paid by taxpayers. But hopefully someone's going to have to go in and retrain some people and say, look, here's what we're going to be doing now. We're going to be following the law like the other states are supposed to be doing. I almost said like the other states are doing. That would have been funny. But KHP ordered to pay plaintiffs $2.3 million for unconstitutional Kansas two-step traffic policy. Tim Carpenter wrote that for the Kansas Reflector. We'll see what happens. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. The three symptoms of laziness. Number one.